Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
As I said before, you know, one of the teams that definitely on the rise, work hard year round, coach that knows what he's doing as far as every facet of the game, exposes his kids to high level competition. Coach Pierre Sinatis is kind enough to join us this evening from Southridge High School. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy night, busy day for everybody. I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, Larry, truly appreciate you having us on the radio this evening, just kind of prepping and getting ready for an exciting week. You know, the blackout period is listed, so we have every college in the country flying into South Florida. It's been inundated with colleges calling and giving us the heads up before they fly into our building at Miami Southridge. So just been on the phone, just making sure that they're prepped and that we're prepped and ready for these universities to come in the next 2 weeks to recruit them and at Miami Southridge.
And you got kids. I mean, you got kids to show off, but that's a great thing. But the best thing about it is the kids who are marginal kids or players that haven't been found out about yet, or, you know, somebody who has an opportunity to jump on the radar while they're, you know, some of these coaches are down here looking at a Ryan Moret or somebody like that. They may stumble on somebody else who's, you know, maybe an under the radar type of kid. You've been around this recruiting long enough to see that happen. Talk about that part of recruiting, because we know, you know, getting the major kids on, you know, in the spotlight is not that tough always. It's getting those tweener kids who you see every day and say, hey, you know what, this kid can play.
Absolutely. And that's our mission statement. We talk about, you know, developing great men and giving them opportunity to go to post-secondary education and live their lifelong dream of, you know, having a chance to be college athletes and student athletes. And so that's very important to us. And it's you know more than anybody how difficult that window is and how hard that seat has now become. I call it professional college football, and that's the model and paradigm that's now the reality in our world. So FCS, Division II, Division III, NAIA schools, you have to really market your student-athletes consistently and be proactive and have those relationships and pick up a call from a Wisconsin. You're looking at your phone like, I'm getting a Wisconsin number is calling me all of a sudden, and it's a small Division III school that has incredible football and has resources and has, you know, you've sent young men before and at these conferences. You meet, you know, people across the country from, you know, even junior colleges. It's just so limited now. There's just a plethora of student athletes available where they can go into a portal where kids have left the university, don't have an opportunity that they couldn't in the past have gotten that caliber student that's available. So they're not focusing on the high school kids. So the 17, 18 year old is not the focus priority as it's been in the past. And so when uncles, moms and dads and aunts who've lived in this time said, man, my son is as talented as his cousin who went 4, 5, 6 years ago to his major university. How can he not have the same opportunities? And he's immensely more talented on the field and has a cleaner, you know, transcript academically. How does, you know, the math is not equating. I told him the paradigm and the world that we live in is completely different. And so that's the new workload for us as coaches in South Florida, is finding opportunities for our guys. I know every coach is having the same battle I'm having, and making sure that these great kids have great opportunities to get have an education and continue to play something that they're passionate about. They've been passionate about since they've been 5, 6, 7, 8 in our youth programs here, and they get a chance to do that on a Saturday scale, on a Saturday stage. You know, that's really, really, really something that we're proud of at Southridge. So all our guys, you know, and you guys do a great job evaluating them all year. They're all county kids. They're still available. So we're imploring, you know, from, you know, we have our Dade County coaches showcase, and then we have the Orange Bowl showcase. So there's still things coming on the calendar in February. So it's not over. It's just, like we said, the seats are just very, very limited where it used to be much, much different. And when kids had a, you know, the top 10 list, remember those? They post all these schools that they can go to, and that stuff is gone with the wind.
You bring up a great point because, you know, you look at when we look at somebody like a Nick Saban, everyone said, well, you know, he got out for a reason. Coach Larrañaga, the basketball coach at the University of Miami, he got out for a reason. It's so tough. And I think Coach Larrañaga told a great story, you know, while he was stepping aside. He said, you know, Miami went to the Final Four in basketball a couple years back. And when he got back that Monday, six of his kids came in and said they were transferring. So you take a look at that landscape where you play and win at the highest level, but yet you can't keep your kids because of the fact that somebody's always going to come up with finances. And you look – there's, I know that right now it looks kind of tough that nobody could step in. The NCAA can't step in, but there's got to be a time, Coach, when your quarterback is making $6 million at the college level and his offensive guard is making basically nothing. Something has to give a little bit. Do you see anything, maybe the NCAA or somebody coming in and kind of modifying this, or when it comes to the portal?
Well, the revenue sharing, and just kind of discussing it and just doing my due diligence and research, looking at the 105-man roster. We were seconds away from going to the, you know, state finals. And even ourselves, how do we get ourselves back on track the next year? At least our kids come back to us. And so now they've shrunk the roster. You have a 105-man roster, which never existed before. You have revenue sharing. The parameters of the true revenue and sharing, the transparency, it hasn't been completely given because you have every conference for me have adaptations and variations of how each university is going to be required to. What's the floor of that revenue sharing? So, you know, it's just a different math that these schools are doing. But at least there'll be some equitable balance once the revenue sharing takes place next scholarship year. So each university will have a pot of money. Each school will have an opportunity to give each person a share of that money. That'll be more transparent. That'll be more communicative. And then behind that, now you still have this world of NIL and sponsors and marketability, and you know these kids are allowed to have representatives. We have representatives contacting us now. You know, I had two representative firms, agency firms. They're not agents yet, but they can represent high school, and they can represent college students signing in these classes to agencies to represent them on their NIL. So this is all stuff that I'm trying to do my best to maneuver with these parents as our kids are now in the waters of being, you know, young professionals at a very early age. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is all new for everyone in the university. And that's why you hit it on the head. Some of these coaches don't want to do this. They want to develop young men and wake up every morning and feel the impact that they've done for the last 10, 15, 20 years. And now it's, you know, like you said, these kids are coming in almost with a worse than a pro athlete. You leave with a pro, you have a timeline. I know I'm going to have this guy for 2 or 3 years. And, you know, it's it's a two-way contract. This seems to be a one-way contract where the entire balance is in the student athlete that is highly marketed and wanted. And a lot of them are getting a lot of poor information. That's why our program, our school is so we try to do our diligence. I have great infrastructure, our great administrators that have had collegiate and college athletic backgrounds. And so we're telling them it's not about the money or the bag or what the conversation these agents are having with you. It's about the university. It's about your training. It's about your development, your ability to be an NFL professional at the end of the day. But if you do have an opportunity to collect collegiate funds, we want you to do that as well. You know, every single person in our community school and theater pattern wants our young men to have that opportunity if they're able to secure that in this 26, 27, 28 recruiting cycle. It's literally changing cycle to cycle.
Good stuff. Coach, before I let you go, they're getting ready to kick off. Who do you like tonight?
I'm a Catholic boy. I'm going to go for the Irish. good Catholic boy. I can't. Mom would be disappointed any other way. But my heart's in Miami 305, a Dade County kid. Both these are mortal enemies of Dade County and Miami. Let's go. Let's see. Ohio State, let's see if the luck of the Irish is on their side tonight.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We'll hook up a lot during the offseason.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much. We'll definitely
talk. Good stuff. You too. Yes, coach, sir. Pierre Sinatus, head coach at Miami Southridge. Outstanding guy, outstanding coach. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Drew Johnson from Prep Red Zone, Florida is next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.